There have been press reports for several months that the Bush administration was considering opening a diplomatic mission in Iran, and Rice confirmed at her news conference Wednesday that President Bush made a decision in principle to do so some time ago. But the Secretary of State says the Russia-Georgia crisis in August and other issues intervened to delay implementation. She says that now, with only 2 months left in the Bush administration, the matter will be left to President-elect Obama. Despite the lack of U.S.-Iranian diplomatic relations, Iran has operated an interest section in Washington for several years, technically part of the embassy of Pakistan. U.S. officials have said Iran would not have a strong case to oppose the setting up of a similar U.S. mission in Tehran, which would issue visas for Iranians traveling to the United States and conduct people-to-people outreach programs. Rice told reporters President Bush decided to support an interest section in the context of a firm U.S. policy confronting Iranian nuclear ambitions, aggressive actions in the Middle East, and political repression at home. She said the necessary contacts with Iran on the issue never began because of the press of other business.
Frankly, the point at which we most likely would have done it, we were right in the middle of the Georgia-Russia conflict. And then a number of other international events, I think, just made it difficult to do. So I think that within the context of a firm policy toward Iran, something that reaches out to the Iranian people is very important. And you rightly say that eyes on the ground is also very valuable. But it's awfully important that it be understood the constituency here is not the Iranian regime, but the Iranian people.
Rice said the State Department has done internal work on how a Tehran interest section would function, but said that at this late moment, it is better that the decision to proceed be left to the next administration. The United States and Iran have not had diplomatic relations since after Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, when Iranian student activists took over the U.S. embassy in Tehran and held many staff officials hostage for more than a year. Diplomats of the two countries have interacted at multilateral meetings in recent years, including a Geneva meeting in July when Undersecretary of State William Burns was part of a big power meeting with Iran's nuclear negotiator. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.